Chapter 4 "I'm thinking of quitting the play," said Gabri. The breakfast rush at the bistro was over, and his guests at the B&B had left after the weekend. Now he sat in a comfortable armchair in the bay window of Myrna's new and used bookstore. Myrna sat across from him, in her own chair, unmistakable because it had taken on, over the years, her ample form. Beside her, on the floor, was a stack of books to be priced and put on shelves. From the outside, they might have looked like mannequins in a window display, except for their grim expressions. "I've decided to quit," said Myrna. "Are we doing the right thing?" Gabri asked. "It's so close to opening night, and if we pull out, I don't know what Antoinette will do." "What she should have done all along," came Clara's voice from the body of the store. She'd been browsing the new arrivals shelf, though new was a relative term. "She'll pull the play." "That was banned, you know," Myrna said to Clara when she saw what book Clara was holding. Fahrenheit 451. "Was it also burned?" asked Clara, joining them. "Maybe that's what Hellfire's made of. Burning books. I wonder if they'd appreciate the irony." "I doubt it," said Myrna. "But are we doing the same thing?" "We're not burning the play," said Gabri. "We're just refusing to support it. Conscientious objectors." "Look, if we're going to do this, we have to face the truth of what we're doing and why," said Myrna. "We're demanding that a play not be produced, not because it contains anything vile, but because we don't like the man who wrote it." "You make it sound like a personality conflict," said Gabri. "It's not that we don't like John Fleming, it's because of what he did." "Knock, knock," came a familiar voice at the door to the bookstore. They looked up to see Reine-Marie, Armand, and Henri. "We were out for a walk and saw you in the window," said Armand. "Are we interrupting?" Reine-Marie asked, looking at their faces. "No," said Clara. "You can guess what we're talking about." Reine-Marie nodded. "The same thing we were talking about. The play." "The goddamn play," said Myrna. "I'm going to quit, and Antoinette's going to have a fit. I feel like such a shit." "Did you realise that all rhymed?" asked Gabri. "Quit, fit, shit. Like a Shakespearean sonnet." "You feel you're letting down a friend," said Reine-Marie. "Partly, but I run a bookstore," said Myrna, looking at the row upon row of books lining the walls and creating corridors in the open space. "So many of them were banned and burned. That one," she pointed to the Fahrenheit.